Yesterday morning at the Cathedral of Mary, our Queen, the Archbishop ordained 13 new permanent deacons for service in the Archdiocese of Baltimore. Since I'm now the director of deacon personnel, I finally got a really good seat at one of these things. I was sitting directly across from the Archbishop's cathedra, which is his chair, so I could see the entire ceremony unfolding there right before me. And as each of the candidates came up and knelt before the Archbishop, he laid his hands on them, on their heads, in that ancient gesture, the ancient sign of the calling down of the Holy Spirit. I couldn't help but recall my own ordination to the diaconate, which took place 15 years ago in that exact same spot. It was a wonderful privilege to sit there and literally watch as the Holy Spirit came down from heaven in order to give the sacrament of holy orders. The Spirit is called down in all of the sacraments. We will see today in this Mass the Holy Spirit called down from heaven. In the liturgy of the Eucharist, the priest puts his hands out over the bread and the wine in that symbol, that gesture of the calling down of the Spirit. And it's by this power of the Spirit and the words of institution that the bread and the wine become the body and blood of Jesus. Indeed, in every sacrament, there is a calling down of the Holy Spirit. And that happens because the Spirit is the animating force. The Spirit is the animating force of the sacraments, but also of our lives as disciples of Jesus. And also, he animates the entire body of Christ, which is the church. Let's reflect first on the role of the Spirit in our lives as disciples. St. Paul spoke about this in the second reading this morning. He said, "For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, and we were all given to drink of one Spirit." We were given to drink of the Holy Spirit at our baptisms. That's why we had the rite of sprinkling with holy water this morning, to remind us of that sacrament and to remind us of the gift of the Spirit that was given to us then. And then we were given more drink of the Holy Spirit, more to sustain us in the sacrament of confirmation. Confirmation is a fresh, a new outpouring of the Spirit upon us. We have a group of students who are young people who are preparing to receive the sacrament of confirmation next month. And this past week, myself and some of the other staff members interviewed all of them in preparation for the sacrament. And one of the questions that we ask is if they can name the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Remember those, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit? You all receive them at your confirmation. Wisdom, knowledge, counsel, fortitude, piety, understanding, and the fear of the Lord. That is the gift of the Spirit that's given to us at our confirmation. And I fear sometimes that those gifts remain wrapped up in a box and unused. When was the last time you called on one of those gifts of the Holy Spirit? When you faced a decision in life and prayed that gift of wisdom might be stirred up in your life? Or perhaps going through some trial or struggle and prayed that the gift of fortitude might be stirred up in your life? Or maybe just sitting in prayer and contemplating the awesome wonder of God, sitting in the fear of the Lord. Those gifts are given to us as disciples to use them. And St. Paul goes on, he says, to each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. The Spirit is not an optional accessory to our Christianity. The Spirit is part and parcel of what it means to be a Christian, to be a disciple. And St. Paul tells us that that Spirit is given to us for some benefit, for building up the body of Christ, for building up our own spiritual life. In the gospel, Jesus said that the Spirit will come and lead us to all truth. And who is truth? Jesus is truth. So the Spirit comes and is given to lead us closer to Jesus. Then in the first reading this morning, we heard about the Spirit's actions in the body of Christ, which is the church, the larger community. Remember, before Jesus ascends to heaven, he tells the apostles to go out to all nations, to make disciples, and to baptize. And then they go back to the upper room. That's where today's reading picks up. They're scared. They're uncertain of what to do and how to do it. And the Spirit comes down on them in that spectacular sign. And the Spirit drives them out to proclaim Jesus. It's almost as if they can't help but speaking the name of the Lord. So much so that the people hear them in their own languages. They hear the good news of the gospel. And so began the mission. We say that Pentecost is the birthday of the church because it began the mission of going out and making Jesus known, of making disciples. And that mission will continue until the end of time. The mission of the church and our mission as members of the body of Christ is to use that outpouring of the Spirit that we have received to make Jesus known, to share the good news of the gospel. These days, we're all too aware of the challenges that we face in that mission. The challenges of the growing number of people who no longer claim a faith. The growing number of people who identify as former Catholics. We think about what has happened over these last 14 months. Have we lost people who just won't come back because they've been away for so long? And we're all painfully aware of the constant bad press from the mistakes of the church's own ministers. These are all challenges. And the list goes on and on. But when we think about the mission of making disciples, we have to remember that it is the Spirit that is given for that mission. The Spirit who builds up the body of Christ. The Spirit who makes us messengers to bring the good news of Jesus into the world. We sang in the psalm today, Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. That's just not a nice thing that we sang this morning. We really mean it. Lord, send us your Spirit. Renew the face of the earth. We believe that God's Holy Spirit has the power to renew us, to renew our discipleship, to make us heralds of the good news. We believe that God's Holy Spirit has the power to renew the church, to make her young again by bringing in new believers, giving them birth through the sacraments. We believe that the Holy Spirit indeed has the power to renew the earth. And our role is to bring the good news of the gospel into the world. You know the grand display that we heard in the first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles? We often think it would just be easier if we just had another one of those. Just be a lot easier. But they're very rare, extremely rare. More often than not, the gospel is shared by meeting people where they are and being in relationship with them and then inviting them to know the Lord or rediscover him again. And I really do believe that the church will be renewed by the power of the Holy Spirit through relationships, by getting to know people and inviting them then to know the Lord. It's our role to open ourselves up, to be the Spirit's instruments, and then he will do the rest. This morning, the Pentecost sequence followed the second reading. The sequence is a piece of poetry that is sung or said on the most solemn feast days, Easter and Pentecost. And it's a way of meditating on the feast even further. And I think that Pentecost sequence really sums up our prayer today and really sums up our mission. Come, O Holy Spirit, come, and from your celestial home shed a ray of light divine on the faithful who adore and confess you evermore. In your sevenfold gift descend. Come, O Holy Spirit, come.